I was debating whether I would say something at dinner or before dinner. I was still scared.
I have to tell you, the closer it got to Thanksgiving, the more I thought, I can't let her come here under those pretenses. So I called her on the phone and I explained the nature of our relationship. It was clear that it was not information that she welcomed. And as it turned out, she didn't come to Thanksgiving dinner. How did you feel about me having outed you to your mother?
I felt like I was walking on hot coals. But I loved you very much. I had made that decision already that we were forever.
Then she got sick. And I was sitting there one day with her, and you were coming from work. And we were looking out the window, and she saw you coming. And that's when I said to her, would you like to live with us? And the smile on her face was just, you know, it was beautiful to see. I knew that she wanted to make sure that she was with her daughter, but she wasn't sure we would have her. And we made it happen, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I treated your mom like the sassy woman she was. We even danced together. I'd put on music and she'd get up and dance. I'm holding her because she couldn't balance well. That was how the joy increased. But she had gone from doing quite well almost comatose.
Mm-hmm. The priest came and he did the last rites. He asked me who that woman is. I said, oh, you mean Leslie, my partner. And my mother heard Leslie. She just perked up. The priest said, you really like Leslie. My mother said, I love Leslie.
I loved her too. We said that love heals the past, the present, and the future. We're proving it every day.